Hello, everyone. I'm Mike.
Hi, I'm Anna.
Today, Anna, we're going to be talking about a hot, hot drink. Do you like hot drinks? It's a cold time of year, this time of year we're in now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good time to have a hot drink. On a hot day, on a cold day, what kind of hot drink is your favorite to have?
I would love to have a cup of hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate is good. Okay, let's say it's a cold day and you're feeling a little bit tired. What would you have then? Would you still have the hot chocolate or maybe a different kind of hot drink?
Coffee.
Coffee! Thank you! She said coffee, everyone, because we're going to be reading about coffee today, so that's a good coincidence. It says something's brewing in Taipei. Yeah, okay, well, coffee is a drink. It's a hot drink. You put beans or, you know, crushed up coffee beans with hot water to make coffee. And when you use hot water and something else to make a drink, we often use this verb to brew. So you brew a cup of tea, you brew a cup of coffee, among other things. But if you're basically cooking things in hot water to make a drink, we can use this verb to brew. So something's brewing in Taipei, or some kind of hot drink is being made in Taipei. All right. So what is it? I think we know, but we're just going to have to find out once we start reading the article right now.
Reading. Something's brewing in Taipei. Anyone walking down the sidewalk in Taipei will notice something special in the air. The rich aroma of fresh brewed coffee. In the last few decades, the drink has become deeply ingrained into Taiwanese culture. Although convenience stores and chain stores sell decent cups of joe, specialty cafes have the most to offer. First and foremost is the quality of the coffee. Baristas make the best cup by using expertly roasted beans and a siphon system. Also important to the cafe experience is the atmosphere. Owners can mold their shop to fit their vision. Some shops are artistic. Others are quiet places fit for studying. And many are lively social hotspots. Taipei's cafes are so good that SmarterTravel.com listed the city as one of the world's 10 best for coffee. Anyone who frequents coffee shops knows that these places are full of life and creativity. That's why people visit them to study, share ideas with friends, have business meetings, etc. For many people, whether or not they enjoy a caffeine buzz, their favorite cafe is like a second home to them.
Anyone walking down the sidewalk in Taipei will notice something special in the air. All right, so yeah, if you're walking down the sidewalk, just walking along the street, the sidewalk is that small sort of road, I guess you can call it, for people who are walking in the city, a sidewalk, you might notice something special in the air. You might see something, or in this case, smell something in the air. What is it? The rich aroma of fresh brewed coffee. A lot of people love the smell of the, you know, making coffee, right? The coffee beans and the brewing, the making of the coffee. It has a nice aroma. An aroma is a smell. That's all it is, a smell. Okay? Aroma is usually a smell that's a nice smell. So the aroma of, you know, chicken soup, the aroma of hot buttered popcorn, the aroma of, you know, meat on a barbecue or something like that. A lot of people would like these smells. We wouldn't say, you know, the aroma of the garbage can or the aroma of a dirty bathroom or something like that.
Can we say the aroma of flower essence?
Sure, absolutely. Mm. Perfume has an aroma,
right?
Too.
Perfume?
Absolutely, yeah. You might use it for something that smells bad, but as a kind of joke. You know, kind of a,
ironically.
You know, that dirty bathroom really has an interesting aroma.
Aroma.
You know, but usually it's kind of a good smell, like fresh brewed coffee. It says in the last few decades, the drink has become deeply ingrained into Taiwanese culture. Okay, yeah, so for the past few decades, I think most people know a decade is 10 years, right? It could be like 1980 to 1990, or it could just be 1994 to 2004. It's just a period of 10 years in length. So the last few decades gives us the idea of about 20 years or so. The drink of coffee has become ingrained into Taiwanese culture in the last 10 or 20 years, two decades, or a few decades in this case. For example, we could say the decade of the 1980s saw the end of the Cold War. The decade of the 1980s saw the end of the Cold War and, you know, the birth of computers, right? Home computers became popular in the 1980s as well.
所以其实在英文当中啊，其实我觉得很特别的是他们的十年也有一个单字叫做十年。这个单字呢就叫做 decade, D-E-C-A-D-E,decade, 在英文当中它就指的是十年的意思。所以这个字呢要特别小心，因为啊大家都很喜欢用，而且蛮常用的。不过在过去的几十年当中，我们说的咖啡啊已经深深的 ingrain, 其实是动词，就是使什么东西深深的烙印在脑海，让你很有印象的意思。那么在过去的几十年当中，其实咖啡早就已经深植入了深深地植入了台湾人的文化当中哦。
Yeah, so it became part of Taiwanese culture, right? It wasn't seen as strange or kind of a foreign thing.
Coffee was pretty normal, right.
Very popular for Taiwanese people to have. Although convenience stores and chain stores sell decent cups of joe, specialty cafes have the most to offer. Yeah, you can get coffee almost everywhere these days, showing you how ingrained it is into
even
the culture.
Even at 7-Eleven.
That's right, convenience stores. Right. They make, you know, a decent cup of coffee, and some people like it because it might be a little bit cheaper than in some of the other places. A chain store is a store with many locations. 7-Eleven is a good example of a chain store, but they could sell other things. You know, you could talk about Hang Ten being a clothing chain store. You could talk about, you know, a different kind of shoe company or a different kind of restaurant even being some kind of chain store or chain business. So there's many locations. You could even go to another country and see this store, like Uniqlo. You can go to Japan, and they have pretty much the same things you would find in Uniqlo in Hong Kong or Taipei or Singapore. It's all the same because it's a chain store. It's owned by one big company.
Are you saying Uniqlo?
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 How do you pronounce?
Uniqlo.
Anyways, 我们都知道它是个连锁的衣服的服饰店。不过这个所谓的连锁商店呢，在英文当中可以用 chain store。这 chain 其实本来就有链子的意思。所以不管是便利商店啊，或者是我们刚刚讲的那个服饰店啊，或其他的一些鞋店，这个连锁商店呢，在英文当中是 chain store。当然在便利商店我们都可以买到一些 decent,还蛮像样的，还不错的耶。The cups of joe.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Joe?
Well, first of all, let's look at our chain store example sentence. It says, this chain store sells shoes all around Asia. This chain store sells shoes all around Asia. Something decent is good. It's not great, but it's not bad. It's just...okay, average, good.
Mm-hmm.
And a cup of joe, well, yeah, this is an American expression that means a cup of coffee. That's all, a cup of joe. Give me a cup of joe, pal.
Why joe?
I don't
know.
Why not
Mike?
Because joe is just sort of the average American name, like G.I. Joe, right? It was your average American soldier. So a cup of joe is just black coffee. Usually it's black. It would be no latte, no cappuccino, caramel macchiato with soy milk and a peppermint twist. We're talking about Americano, black coffee in a cup of joe. And back in the old days, you know, it would cost you 5 cents or something in a diner back in the old days. So yeah, a cup of joe is an American expression. People in England, they might not know this so well. They might have heard it from a movie, but it's not really a British or Australian. It's an American English expression, a cup of joe. But it says specialty cafes have the most to offer. A specialty cafe would be like a special coffee shop. They don't sell anything else. Coffee is what they do, and they try to do it really, really, really well.
不过呢，不管怎么样呢，今天呢，我们这个 shortcut for you 为我们带来的是 a cup of Joe.、
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look.
And we're going to go grab a cup of Joe now, aren't we?
Shortcut for you.
It's so great that you can be my new tutor.
I know. I think you'll learn a lot. By the way, we can have our classes in a cafe near your home. That way, we can have some cups of Joe during tutoring.
Who's Joe? And why do you drink from his cup?
A cup of Joe is another way to say a cup of coffee.
I get it. Cup of Joe just means 咖啡.
That's right. I drink from my own cup and like to just relax in cafes.
Wow, that sounds great. I think I'm ready for a cup of Joe.
Let's get some Joe and then have a nice relaxing afternoon.
Well, let's look at these specialty coffee shops. It says first and foremost, what the coffee shops of this type sell, it's the quality of the coffee that they sell that people love. Quality means it's good coffee. It's really good. It's got extra flavors in it. And it's made well. Baristas make the best cup by using expertly roasted beans and a siphon system.Ah, okay, so this is slightly different from that, you know, machine that they use in the 7-Eleven, for example. They use expertly roasted beans, so the coffee beans are even better, and a very special siphon system of making coffee. So this is where sort of hot water is shot through the beans at very, very quickly, sucking as much flavor out of those coffee beans as they can. It's a more difficult, slower, and more expensive system, but it makes better coffee. That's why some of the smaller stores don't have them. I mean, the chain stores don't have them, but these specialty shops do.
不过在这里我们看到的 first and foremost 其实就是首先最重要的。所以对咖啡来说，首先最重要的就一定是它的品质啊，它的 quality。那我们提到的 barista 呢，因为他们用的是很专业expertly 的 roasted beans， 在烘焙的时候这个豆子品质就很好。而且他们有一个赛风系统，这个 siphon 就是我们常看到用虹吸式的那个玻璃壶呢来煮的那种咖啡，它其实有一个原理，如果你有兴趣的话可以 Google 看看。那么他们用的这种 siphon system 呢，让咖啡的 quality 是最棒的。
Also important to the cafe experience is the atmosphere. The feeling inside the coffee shop is important. Owners can mold the shop to fit their vision. So the owners of these shops mold it. They kind of shape it and change it to make their idea, to kind of show who they are. For example, with the word mold, we could say the artist used her hands to mold the clay. It's true, some coffee shops will kind of be about jazz or art or cats or different things like that. You get an idea of what the owner likes by how it looks, the atmosphere in the shop. Some shops are artistic, others are quiet places fit for studying, and many are lively social hotspots. So these are the different feelings or atmospheres you get inside. Some are artistic, it's about art. For example, with the word artistic, we could say Vincent was feeling artistic, so he decided to paint. So an artistic coffee shop might have lots of paintings or sculptures around. Others are quiet, more like a library, good for studying. And many are lively social hotspots. A hotspot is a popular place. It could be a restaurant, a nightclub, a park during the summertime, anything like that. It's a place where lots of people go. It's popular. It's a hotspot.For example, the West End of London is a hot spot for plays and musicals. If you want to see The Lion King or Phantom of the Opera, you go to the West End. That's a hot spot for this kind of theater.
Right. 所以其实呢，如果你真的要开咖啡厅的话，你可能也会除了注重咖啡的 quality, 还会注重它的 atmosphere, 店里面的气氛怎么样。当然你可以 mold your own shop.Mold 就是塑形的意思，你可以创造自己的那种风格啊，可能是 artistic, 比较艺术形态的，或者有可能是这个成为一个 social hotspot, 成为一个热门去处哦。
All right. Taipei's cafes are so good that smartertravel.com listed the city as one of the world's 10 best for coffee. Wow, I didn't know that. Taipei is in the top 10 coffee cities in the world, according to this website. That's pretty cool. Anyone who frequents coffee shops knows that these places can be full of life and creativity. Okay, to frequent somewhere, using frequent as a verb like this is a little unusual. We often use it as an adjective or frequently as an adverb, but to frequent a place is to go to a place, right? So my friend frequents my house to watch movies every weekend, or I frequent that restaurant every day for lunch during, you know, during my working day or something like that. All right. To visit a place, to go to a place is to frequent a place. So anyone who frequents the coffee shops knows that the little shops in Taipei can be full of life and creativity.
Right. 所以在这里的 frequent 可不是什么经常如何如何形容词，它可以当成动词，就是经常光顾某一家店的意思。所以它的后面可以直接加咖啡厅啊，或者是某一间餐厅啊，在这里就可以当动词使用。But Mike, do you say frequent a coffee shop, or you would say frequent?A coffee shop.
Well, you can say it either way. Frequent would be a little unusual in any other sense, but using it as a verb, you can say that. Yeah. All right. For example, we could say, have you frequented the new restaurant down the street? Or have you frequented the new restaurant down the street? No, in that case, you'd want to say frequent. You wouldn't want to say frequented. That just sounds weird. Yeah, it's generally said the same way. Like, you know, the bus comes frequently. I frequent this bus stop quite often. Anyways, let's check out the last part of the article. That's why it says people visit them to study, to share ideas with friends, have business meetings, take a nap. You often see people sometimes sleeping in the coffee shops. For many people, whatever they do, whether or not they enjoy the caffeine buzz, their favorite cafe is like a second home to them. That's right. It's kind of like another living room. Even if you do or don't enjoy coffee or the caffeine buzz, we talk about buzz being the feeling we get from certain kinds of, well, medicines we might take or things we might eat or drink. You know, if you drink a lot of coffee or Coca-Cola, you might feel kind of energized and you might shake a little bit if you've had too much. That's what we're talking about, the caffeine buzz. It's that excited feeling in your body when you've had coffee or when you're just excited, right? You can have a buzz if you're waiting for a concert and the audience is really excited and looking forward to something. That can be a buzz too. It's kind of that exciting feeling inside your body.
诶对耶，所以其实如果喝太多茶或喝太多咖啡的时候，就会有一种很亢奋的那种感觉，这个就叫做 buzz。 当然如果是特别是因为咖啡因带来的，我们可以说叫做 caffeine buzz。
And of course if you eat a donut, then you might get a sugar buzz as well.
Really?
If you eat a lot of sugar, that feeling
sugar
of, buzz? You know,
what kind of feeling is that?
You have kids, right? If you give kids a bunch of candy,
oh, I see.
10 minutes later, right?
They
the kids are going crazy. Oh. They're running all over the place. All right. Well, that's it for coffee shops. We hope you enjoy them. If you frequent them or not, they're always interesting to check out.
For You Chat.
All right, let's check out our For You Chat question. Anna, do you prefer coffee, tea, or neither one?
Of course I prefer tea to coffee.
You prefer tea to coffee?
I drink tea every morning.
Really?
If I don't...
What happens? You turn into a werewolf.
I feel... Right.
You turn into a vampire.
Very weird.
You feel weird. You feel
feeling
tired?
Feeling uncomfortable.
Feel uncomfortable.
I'm feeling like something is taken
is
away.
Missing. You're
yeah,
missing
right,
something.
Right, right.
It's like not
something
having breakfast
missing.
Or
right, right,
not
right.
brushing your teeth
right.
or something.
How yeah, about you, I guess? You prefer coffee to tea.
I drink both. It depends. I like coffee, but I don't like to drink it too often. I do enjoy the caffeine buzz. So I often have one coffee, you know, after lunch. When you start to feel tired in the middle of the afternoon, that's when I usually let myself have one coffee. But if I'm home, you know, relaxing, reading a book, it's tea for me, thank you. So it depends. I like all sorts. And hot chocolate, like you talked about earlier. How about you guys? Do you prefer tea, coffee, hot chocolate? What else? Something else? Talk about it.
Something's brewing in Taipei. Anyone walking down the sidewalk in Taipei will notice something special in the air. The rich aroma of fresh brewed coffee. In the last few decades, the drink has become deeply ingrained into Taiwanese culture. Although convenience stores and chain stores sell decent cups of Joe, specialty cafes have the most to offer. First and foremost is the quality of the coffee. Baristas make the best cup by using expertly roasted beans and a siphon system. Also important to the cafe experience is the atmosphere. Owners can mold their shop to fit their vision. Some shops are artistic. Others are quiet places fit for studying. And many are lively social hotspots. Taipei's cafes are so good that SmarterTravel.com listed the city as one of the world's 10 best for coffee. Anyone who frequents coffee shops knows that these places are full of life and creativity. That's why people visit them to study, share ideas with friends, have business meetings, etc. For many people, whether or not they enjoy a caffeine buzz, their favorite cafe is like a second home to them.
Vocabulary review.
Decade. The 80-year-old man had seen many good times in his 8 decades. Chain store. Chain stores, such as Family Mart, can be seen on almost every street in Taipei. Mold. The coach molded his young team into a group of confident winners. Artistic. The paint and interesting patterns on the wall make this house seem very artistic. Hotspot. Taipei's Ximending is a hotspot for young people who are interested in food and fashion. Frequent. Andy frequents Beitou because soaking in hot springs is one of his favorite activities.